Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to talk about dealing with the haters. They're everywhere. We've all dealt with them. They're a major nuisance. Before we jump into that, though, I want to talk to you guys about Plum Investment Group. Do you have a property you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys. And just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project. So do yourself a favor and go check out their website at www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
Haters gonna hate.
All day.
Every day. Every day. Man, yeah. That's a fun topic for us.
Okay.
I mean, we see hate on a daily basis. And it's I think the way we've gotten today is more of a passive-aggressive hate.
Yeah, the internet troll.
Yeah. Like, hey, I'm going to throw this jab at you, but I would never say it to your face, or I wouldn't do that. And it's just like, are you drunk when you're typing that or what?
Yeah, I think in this industry, when we talk hate, like most people want to automatically think about the phone call hate that we get.
Oh, yeah.
Which is definitely something we need to address. But I'm also like talking about
on the sales side,
yeah. on the ads you post, on the comments you get, on just it's everywhere.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, today, I need to take a second and say happy anniversary to my wife, because this is Monday. It is our 13th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. Talk about some hate.
did you get her an award?
I got her.
If any wife deserves an award.
I did get her a trophy last Christmas for, I think it was Christmas or our anniversary. I got her a trophy. Yeah, so nice. I have given her an award before.
Nice. So 13 years and then how many together?
Hold on, we're doing a show on hate, and then you're like, if anybody deserves an award, it should be your wife.
And we're going to teach you how to deal with it this episode.
Coming from you, yeah. I'm going to throat punch you.
How long dating?
Oh, man. It'll be 17 years in December. Wow. 18 years in December, something like that. 2001. December of 2001 was our first date.
Close to half your life.
Yeah. That's the scary part about it, is that you don't realize that it's like that long. And I mean, I just thinking about that the other day, I'm about to hit 2 years full time as a real estate investor, and it seemed like it's flown by. Like, I don't realize it's been that long. But we talk about relationships. With Jessica, I'm like, wow, this is half our life.
That's a long time.
I wish I had something else to say, but yeah, it's a long time. I've been fortunate to have a wife that I love as dearly as much as I do. And it is nice. It's not easy. There's work that has to take place. Both have to concede at certain times, and that's a tough thing for me.
Well, yeah, I know that.
I'm usually right, so it's a tough one. But, honey, if you do listen to this one today, I know you are intermittent on our podcast. Happy anniversary. So let's talk about hate after all that love.
Yeah, the hate's everywhere, man. I don't even really know where to get started, because it's like one of those things that you can't escape.
Yeah.
Right? Actually, the reason why we're bringing this up is because I felt like I got some hate on an ad I posted from an interested buyer. Like, he was interested, and he still wanted to hate on me.
Yeah, do you think that's like a negotiation? Like, I'm going to bully you into making you feel bad, then you're going to negotiate with me?
For this guy, I definitely think that's what it was.
Yeah.
All it did was make me mad enough to basically tell him, kick rocks.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like my ad, if you don't like my price, then get out of here.
And I think that's an important thing, because I see a lot of the people we partner with, and they haven't negotiated much in deals. Somebody comes at them kind of aggressively, they want to lay down. They're like, oh, you think of the little puppy, and they just roll on their side, and they're just like, put their legs up, like, attack my stomach, just do it, just kill me. And you can't do that, because part of the time the bully's just seeing what they can get away with. And if you, would you get to that point, and you're like, they're like, hey, you know, whatever, I don't want this crappy land, but what would you take for it, you know? And you're like, okay, well, A, you're contacting me about this crappy land, and B, the price is in the ad. Yeah. If somebody calls me and is like, Justin, man, I really love this land. You know, my kids would really enjoy it. I'm probably going to negotiate with you. I've done it over and over.
Yeah. This guy said, hey, I'm really interested in your land. And that's all he said initially. So it was through email. I wrote back and I said, great. What can I help you with? You got any questions? And he wrote back, From the looks of your ad, doesn't look like you know much about it anyway, so I'm not sure if you can help me. And maybe I read it wrong. I don't know, but that's sure how it came across.
Yeah, literally, he said you don't know shit about your stuff. So
that was after the winery, which I normally don't recommend commenting after you've been to a winery. But I ended up writing him like a 3-paragraph long response.
Uh-huh.
And then he made me an offer on a sight unseen, is what he said.
Okay.
You know? And it was 50% of what I'm asking.
Yeah.
And I was just like, every tactic he did, like, uh-huh, I felt like he was reading a book on negotiation.
Uh-huh.
So finally I just said, look, man, the price is the price. Oh, he gave me a deadline. Respond by 3:00.
Yeah.
I said, man, I don't need no deadline.
This is my business. Yeah. This is my land.
You take my price or you don't.
Yep. So, and I think that's important point number one we're going to take away from today's show. Draw the line in the sand.
Yeah.
Don't jump on it. Don't jump over it. You don't have to bow down to everybody. And that's the common misconception, is the customer's always right. And they're not in this situation. You own the land. You are going to sell the land. But you have to make sure it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I think the fear of that, I'm going to lose this buyer and then I'll never sell the land to anyone else,
mm-hmm,
is kind of what will make some investors bow down and sell to the negotiator,
yep,
right? But there's a buyer for every piece of your land. If this person isn't going to do it, or you can't negotiate terms that you're both happy with, if you don't want to deal with their rudeness, then just move on, because someone else will come along.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. And I've seen it time and time again. And I know a lot of you listening have. If you've sold a couple pieces of property, you get one offer on Friday. If it never fails, on Saturday morning, you get three more.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's not much hate, but you're like, oh, now you have this, you know, the integrity part of, what do I do? Do I take the highest cash offer? Do I do the terms deals? You know, and I tell people, hey, throw a $100 option period. I'll hold it for 7 days for you if you need to go look at the property. It's non-refundable. If you do buy the property, I'll take it off the total. Yeah. Make sure they're serious, because holding a deal for a contract to come back, or you don't know if they're going to sign or put their down payment on it, hey, man, it's free game. We don't have a contract to sell yet.
Yeah.
But let's talk about hate. Like, what's one of your favorite places that you see hate for some people's, their ads that they're selling?
Well, I don't know if it's a favorite. This is weird. It's called a favorite.
Most common place.
It's obviously Facebook.
Okay.
Right? Like, it doesn't matter. You post a property, even like to the eyes of an investor, it's a perfect sell, right? We
yep.
know you're going to sell it, no problems. Somebody you know, or someone that sees the ad, is going to comment.
Yep.
I mean, I always go back to the, I think it was the California property yep. you had, right?
Yeah.
A friend of yours on Facebook.
Yeah.
Had some ignorant comment to say.
That's where we bury our dead overdosed hookers or something.
Yeah. I mean, I remember it, because he was just like, that land is good for nothing but burying hookers.
Yep.
I'm like, and this is supposed to be a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Right? And so everyone sees that.
Yep.
And
it was on my personal page. It wasn't on my land. I'll give some credit. It was on my personal page and not my land page.
Does that matter?
No, not really. Because some of that crosses over, because you do have people look you up and they're like, hey, I'm going to add you on Facebook to see if you really are the same type person or that you portray in your land business. So, but yeah, I mean, it gets old, but I see stuff like that. With social media, the how quick we can interact with people, you can't read sarcasm in text. You can't do this. And I try to give people the benefit of that. Maybe that's my downfall, is I tend to give people more benefit of the doubt than I need to. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're just being silly. You know, he's a smart ass, and they just kind of go with that. But I don't know, man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me if it's on your Facebook, your personal page or not. It's like the point is, people are going to see it.
Yeah.
Even if you know that he's being sarcastic, they don't know.
Yep.
And then it's the very first comment on your ad, right? So it gives a negative connotation to anyone else that sees it.
Yeah.
I mean, it really bothered me. So, like, I don't know. For me, I mean, I believe you. I don't remember what you responded, but like, you have to respond. The point is, you have to respond to those people.
And I think I did. I need to go look that up. Maybe we find it and we post that, and I'll just block out Mike's name. If you're listening, Mike.
The name you just said.
Yeah, I didn't say his last name. But I mean, and this guy, we've known each other 12, 13 years, and we have a sarcastic friendship and relationship. But at the same time, you know, there's a time and place for some of that. And I think that's, for me, when I see somebody that close that does something like that, I almost think it's, you know, a little bit of sarcasm, a little bit of jealousy, but a little bit of ignorance on their part. Not ignorance in a way of they're dumb, but ignorance in a way of they don't know necessarily what you're trying to do. Because I'd be willing to bet that, and because we probably have on Facebook, I mean, you probably have mutual 270 friends of the same, uh-huh, 300. I'd be willing to bet out of that 300 mutual friends, only 20 of them know really what we do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say ignorance, people don't understand why you're doing what you're doing. They're just like, what the heck is this? And so then sarcastic personality comes out and boom, there you got that.
Yeah, but I see people doing stuff all the time that I may not know what they're doing. And my first instinct isn't to go, hey, what a piece of trash that is.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Maybe our parents raised us right. I mean, you know, I'm sarcastic as it is, but I'm never sarcastic about somebody's appearance or something they're doing that could be taken as like bullying. But like I may joke with somebody about stuff, you know, and then I may say stuff that's, I don't want to call it inappropriate from a relationship standpoint, but I may tell somebody if they look pretty that day, hey, you look pretty that day. Where somebody else may, hey, that Justin told some other girl he looked pretty today or she looked pretty today, where it could be misconstrued. So I don't know if certain things are taboo and opinions of people or what, or okay.
That I think I see where you're going, but maybe I'm just like so angry about internet trolls that I can't see any other side except for when someone comments or makes something stupid remark, confront them.
Okay. Yeah. So
that's not a,
it doesn't have to be well, I'm going to cut you kind of type of confrontation. It could be a, well, what are you trying to say here? You know? And yeah. I think you used an example. We saw on somebody that has a pretty big Facebook presence. They had a property that they listed, and the property, you know, had, maybe it was in a floodplain or something. The guy's like, oh, why would you want that piece of property? That's just in a floodplain. And then the response was, floodplain? What are you talking about? FEMA shows 500-year floodplain map. Shows okay. That shut them down. You know, that's directly responding to the ad or the troll.
Yeah, and this isn't an invitation for all of y'all to come put hate on our stuff and just to see what we'll say.
Yeah.
But I think my whole point is here is like, with the email that I got, which isn't the only one, and I'm not the only one that's going to get those, and with the Facebook comments that you're going to get, or wherever else you're at, YouTube, Instagram, whatever, you're going to get comments, and you need to stand up to them.
Yeah, I had one happen in the past month. It was a wholesale deal. The guy sent a piece of property back, and I said, "Hey, man, here's this thing at this price. Well, that's three times what it's worth." You know, somebody fronting to be a wholesaler and blah, blah, blah. Just it was a rude response. And, you know, when you start throwing quotations and explanation points and capitalizing everything, I'm like, well, genuinely, if I'm missing something, I want you to show me. So I pull up Zillow, Realtor, Lands of America, where the property is, everything listed around it. That's three times what I'm asking for it. So maybe I'm missing something. Can you point it out to me? Crickets. So we're not condoning going out and karate chopping somebody, even though Adam is a black belt. He is a black belt. He is qualified to karate chop somebody, but I'm not.
Yeah, I definitely feel the urge to karate chop people sometimes.
Quit looking at me when you say that.
I'm you're the only person in the room, okay. So it's not by default.
Okay.
But I don't condone that, right? I think that
being civil.
Yeah, being
civil. Take the high road.
Yeah.
Stick to the facts.
Yeah, I actually had someone tell me the other day on one of my properties, they didn't like the price. I go, well, you and I both know that property normally sells for pennies at the tax sale auction. If you don't sell it to me for a good price, then I'm just going to go to the tax sale auction and get it.
Bye.
Yeah. I was like, well, the property is mine now. It doesn't matter where I got it or how much I paid for it. The price is this, you know, and if you want it, then that's what it's going to take.
Yeah. And I had something similar this cut last week with one of our Arkansas properties. We had bought it, hadn't got the deeds in, so we hadn't posted it yet. And then this guy reaches out through our sell page and says, hey man, you own the property next door to me. You bought it at the tax sale, or you bought it from a tax. It's a tax deed property. What are you going to do with it? And I was like, well, I'm going to sell it. And he's like, I know what you paid for it. And, you know, I'd like the property and I'd like to give you what you paid for it. And I said, well, here's what we're going to do. This is what I'm going to do with the property. This is what I think it's going to sell for. Now I'll cut you a deal, cause I would rather you have it, because realistically, if I had a property like that, I truly believe in karma. And so the guy was like, literally like, I could hear him beaming with happiness over the phone. We paid, I think, $50 for the property. We're going to have $27 in recording fees. And he paid us $350 for it. I didn't do anything other than shuffle the paperwork.
Yeah. That made his day. I mean,
dude, so happy.
Get the neighboring property for under $400.
Yeah. And I mean, could I have said, hey, we want a grand for it? Yeah. But, you know, I told him, hey, our dock fee is $300. We paid $50 for the property. You know what I paid for the property. I got to pay my assistant for doing it. Yeah. And he's like, oh, perfect. How can I pay? Like, credit card, money order cashier's check. You can send $100 bills if you want. And, you know, so remember, take the high road, answer the question directly, stick to the facts. and know that it's not a personal attack. And that's my weakness, is I think it's a personal attack on me, and then that sends me over the moon.
Yeah, me too.
So, and I have a friend that has a black belt.
Two black belts.
You got two?
I have two.
Seriously?
Yeah, I got my black belt at this one place, and it closed down.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to start over at a more traditional, like harder, more hardcore
place. And
they
just wouldn't let you slide in with the black belt?
I got to wear my black belt, but I had to start over as a white belt. And so I worked from white belt all the way back up to black belt. And then when I tested for my black belt again, it was like 100 times harder than I've ever done. And then when I passed that test, they promoted me to second degree black belt at that moment. So I have a first degree black belt from one place and then a second degree from another place.
Wow. So why do I always beat you in Indian leg wrestling?
That is, we have never once lies. Indian leg wrestling.
We have.
Nope.
I think we have.
Well, you can think it all you want. Doesn't make it true.
I'm pretty sure we have.
Mm-hmm.
What'd okay. You, like I got you to stumble on that one. You go, nope. Like, y'all, it's going to be edited out, so you won't hear that. But stump of the day.
Yeah, that's where you come up with some of the stuff I don't know. And when you do that, it reminds me it's a good time to call the show.
Okay.
So that is it for today. Do you have any final words?
No. Again, we kind of summarized the points there. Answer directly. Don't back down. Don't give in because somebody's bullying you in negotiations. Stick to the facts. You know what you paid for the property. You know what's profitable. And you know what you need from it. So just stick to your guns. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to attack. But you can be firm and you can be confident in your knowledge.
All right, I agree. And that's it for today. So do us a favor, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, give us a like, give us a follow. And then most importantly, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to wherever else you're listening to us and give us a review, subscribe, like, rate, everything. It really helps the show out. We love you for it. And we will see you guys on Wednesday. Thanks.
Bye.